September 21st. Virgil, Rome's great poet. On this day in 19 BC, the Roman poet Virgil, full name Publius Virgilius Maro, died. A shy and retiring bachelor from northern Italy, who was physically too weak to be a soldier, Virgil lived through the civil wars that ended the Roman Republic, the assassination of Julius Caesar, and the foundation of the Roman Empire under the first emperor, Augustus. His most famous work, the Aeneid, traces the foundation of Rome back to the fall of Troy and the subsequent wanderings of its hero, the Trojan Aeneas. It can thus be seen as a work of propaganda designed to glorify and legitimize the newly created Roman Empire. Though modelled on Homer, it is nevertheless a magnificent poetic work of art in its own right. But arguably, Virgil's finest poetry is contained in the Eclogues, which is a collection of pastoral poems with idyllic themes about the countryside, such as the love of shepherds and shepherdesses, which show Virgil's love of all things rural and the countryside in general. Legend has it that St. Paul visited Virgil's tomb at Naples and wept openly, such was his regard for the man. The Eclogues inspired many subsequent poets, not least Shakespeare. Here is a taste of Virgil from the start of the exquisite Eclogue number 8. I'll read it in Latin first and then the translation. Saepibus in nostris parvam te roscire mala dux ego vestere ram vidi cum matre legentem alter ad undecimo tum me iam accepterat annus, iam fragilis poderam, a terra contingere ramus, ut vidi, ut peri, ut me malus abstulit error. The translation is, in our orchard I once saw you picking dewy apples with your mother. I was showing you the way. I had just turned 12 years old, and I could reach the brittle branches even from the ground. How I watched you, how I fell in love, what awful madness swept me away that day. Today I pray that I will be inspired and grateful for all the poetry in the world.